I'm Jim Lenz, and this is Emphasis. Today's guest is Audie Durand, volunteer curator for the Wyatt Earp Birthplace. It is going through some financial challenges. The owners, Melba and Bob Mattson, are having health problems and would like the city of Monmouth to take over the site. Audie, I find it interesting that the site does not receive federal or state funds currently. What is the financial situation at this time?
The state actually granted money to make brochures at one time, but the state, of course, reduced a lot of their grant monies for these things. So we haven't had that. We haven't had any new ones made. We're kind of pasting over times, appointment times, and so forth to still utilize what we had left. But we don't have that in our budget. We actually don't have a budget that will allow us to purchase, for instance, souvenir items. You're probably well aware that there's the Western Stoneware in Monmouth. The Western Stoneware makes the cups with the Maple City embossing on the bottom of them. For the Wyatt Earp Birthplace, we have never been able to decide early enough in the year to get a quality run. I just sold the last mug from the time that Hugh O'Brien was our guest. Our budget is basically maintained through Mrs. Mattson, who is the treasurer, and Mr. and Mrs. Mattson have come across this year with the idea that if the City Historical Society would take it over, she's providing all the information for it. We actually run quite reasonably. It would be a little more expensive than the spreadsheets that were sent. Mm-hmm. But in order to maintain the museum side, the one-story side, as a museum.
It sounds like in the short term it would help if you had more volunteers, because obviously if you can get more people to see it when it's convenient for them as visitors, the first thing it sounds like you need are more people who can maybe help as guides, essentially.
We get lots of calls for appointments, and it's sometimes people driving through, see the sign, want to see the house. It's not always convenient, or they can't reach anyone. And you're absolutely right. If we were able to have volunteers there on a steady basis, even if we just had them Saturday and Sundays, but we do need to have the open facility. We haven't been able to manage that in our budget. Under these circumstances, that would be included. That would be an additional cost to the city or the historical society. But volunteers would be available. We have a strong cadre of senior citizens in Monmouth who don't like to sit at the local fast food store mornings and have coffee and want to have things to do. So I don't mind telling you at all, I'm 74 years old. I was born on what would have been Wyatt Earp's 90th birthday in 1938. And as we're aging, those of us who have these interests from way back in the 60s, and the Wyatt, you know, the Tombstone show, and the old movies of Wyatt Earp that included Wyatt Earp's name anyway, out of Hollywood. Well, we're getting lost in the shuffle, so to speak, because we're there. You know, we have an aging population. Monmouth is a great city to live in as a retired person. Everything is very handy. It's still a good crossroads. It's a good place for tourists to come from Peoria, Quad Cities. We've had groups come from Macomb, and senior citizens are on the move on these bus trips. There's a lot of possibilities, and I think now the city is looking at, with the city development and the possibility that this could be a great tourism draw. I think the potential is very good for us right now. Even though the economy may be difficult for a lot of people to deal with, people are taking day trips and coming from all over Illinois. I might add, people who come into the state of Illinois looking for places to see, according to the down at Springfield, if the tourism group is called down there to see what's available, the first thing people ask for are the Lincoln areas, the New Salem and so forth. Second on the list is the Wyatt Earp Birthplace, truthfully. That's kind of interesting. I've entertained people from Austria, Iceland, Peru, people who come into New York and decide that Chicago's not so far away and down to see the Wyatt Earp Birthplace. It just amazes me that people will make that extra trip just to see the Wyatt Earp Birthplace.
What kind of shape is the building in structurally? Because that obviously would be a big consideration. Is it sound? Does it need repairs? Because that can be, particularly with a historical site where you want to preserve the integrity of it. Is the structure sound, or are you looking at things like maybe you need a new roof, a paint job on the woodwork, things like that?
The floor in the building, because of the construction of the chimneys, they're kind of a floating chimney, and the weight of those naturally pulled it down. But a lot of old houses have these sloping floors. That is not such a big problem. When we looked into having that fixed, having the repairs made to the main floor would require raising it back up, which would then destroy a lot of the repairs that were made to the house by volunteers 20 years ago. And it would entail, it was actually an engineer from the Quad Cities came down. It appeared that it would cost in excess of $100,000 to do that. So since the house is not in such bad condition that is a danger to anything, we have a limit on the number of people, 15 people at one time by the fire department, simply because the rooms are very small. It's almost impossible to guide a tour through comfortably with many more people than that anyway. So the house itself, minus all of the paraphernalia that we have, I guess you would say, we have a lot of antiques in there that Mr. and Mrs. Matson purchased and other people have donated. We have a long list of the donors. If the house were to be totally vacated, we would have to see that all those pieces got back. That'd be expensive to do, locating those people. But the house itself will require some regular maintenance, more regular than we have done in the last 5 years, because the last 2 years our income has been down a lot further. But because the apartment was still being, I suppose, supervised with Mr. and Mrs. Matson, that was under a different different insurance. We had a leak in the roof that went into the apartment, and that's all been repaired. And that's just in the apartment, but that was so that the apartment could be rented back out again and give us a little income every month. Basically, yes, we probably do need repainting. The roof is in good shape now because that had to be repaired before anything was done inside. We have a wonderful caretaker who comes in whenever there's a broken window or some even worse thing like the piece of the ceiling in the apartment that fell. We had wanted to make the apartment into the museum, redoing a lot of the materials that are in the museum now that are sort of decorating the walls. We have a lot of, I guess you would say, well, they're all copies of the documents that established that as the birthplace. Depositions by members of the family, for instance. There are copies of all those things and copies of some of the handwriting of Wyatt Earp. Those things all need to be cataloged. They need to be put in carousels for researchers. Adults like to look at those things. But what we would really like to see in the museum is a restoration of that period so that our young people might have the opportunity of an actual hands-on experience looking through a house that people actually lived in, seeing the relativity of the the antique furniture that's in there. Many children, I have taken groups of children through, and they almost always ask, well, why is all this toy furniture in here? Because, like, for instance, a little baby's high chair. It looks like a doll's chair, a little bit larger than a doll's high chair, could be used for, you know, for a doll. And the truth of the matter is people were smaller. And if you had a high chair, it was really just for that really little baby. The doorways are shorter. I always exclaim about how imposing Wyatt Earp and his brothers must have been at over 6 feet tall. They were really like giants. It's a wonderful place. You can tell I get enthused about it. I always enjoy taking people through. Many times these people come through, know a great deal more details than I do, or point out something on the wall that I hadn't noticed. So as a volunteer, and not you don't have to be terribly knowledgeable about it to be a volunteer, by the way. You just have to know how to unlock the door and guide people through the different rooms.
Probably the best course of action, obviously you're hoping that the city and the Historical Society would get involved and help, because they would have contacts, there would be other revenue streams that way.
Yes.
I mean, at this point, though, I mean, is the museum in any danger of closing at this point? I mean, if something doesn't happen, something doesn't change?
Well, if it's a strict yes or no answer, I'd say yes, because we do need those people to volunteer. We need to establish a situation where volunteers would be comfortable, and we have, as I said before, a lot of senior volunteers, I'm sure, who would come through for a couple of hours on a weekend. The finances need to be steady, the finances, the financial situation. Well, if the board actually had the authority to establish the total budget and determine the types of souvenirs that could be sold in the... Right now we're down to T-shirts and sweatshirts with the Wyatt Earp emblem on them. And the more promotion we could have, you know, we would be able to do that through the city, state, probably. Right now, most of our budget is tightly bound, so that I wasn't able to order early enough the new mugs if we were going to. But actually, even as late as June 1st, we were having to decide whether or not to have the shootout on August 4th. But now we've decided we will. We've got a lot of positive thinkers among the board members who are coming in from out of state, Ohio, Florida. And these people are very interested in keeping it open. We have some steady donors, but most of us are older, retired, and on limited budgets. We'll give our very time as much as we can. And that's our situation. Yes, it is in danger if we can't find the means to keep it open.
Thank you. That is Audie Duran, the volunteer curator for the Wyatt Earp Birthplace in Monmouth. For Tri-State's Public Radio News, I'm Jim Lenz.